born in them, I think, the ones that I've worked with, it's born in them. But with all of them, there's a tremendous humanity and quite often humility which goes with it. Case in point is Mirella Freeney. She was just a girl. She was this great star, but she was just a girl. Mm. I did performances of Boeing with her in Florence. And after second act, the Cafe Namus scene, she couldn't get off the stage. And you know why? Because she was surrounded by all the kids. All the kids that had been in the scene, they just loved her. And she had her arms around them and they were passing up their autograph books, and she didn't leave the stage till she signed an autograph for each one of them. That's the sort of person she was. She was just so lovely. And Placido, he's another one too. I mean, he's a phenomenon, I wouldn't say. You know, he's anywhere and everywhere, works like a Trojan, but still manages to deliver the goods. And he was always such a generous person, and he had this fantastic gift for remembering people's names. Here's a little story. I was in Chicago doing Fedora with him and Mirella, and it was going to be his birthday. Yeah. But anyway, he took over an Italian restaurant night over on the north side of Chicago, and invited everyone. I mean, but everyone. Chorus, orchestra, actors, stagehands, anybody that wanted to come. And so this took place after the performance. So it didn't start till obviously around about midnight, then went on to the wee small hours of the morning. And he danced with all of the girls and was absolutely charming, went to answer everybody. My wife, who was there, Leslie, had met Placido years back in London, and I think probably she'd seen him once or twice since, and you wouldn't have thought that he would remember those times because of the type of work that he does and because he's always on the go. But when he came over to our table, he looked straight at her and said, "Leslie, how wonderful to see you again, my dear," and kissed her on both cheeks, and of course she melted. And this is the kind of chap he is, you know? Absolutely incredible. And Jose, too, Jose Carreras. There was the World Cup football on when he was doing something at the Garden, I can't remember what. And England was playing, I think it was probably England and Spain or something like that. And all of the chaps, you know, the dressers, the wigs, the makeup, they'd set up a TV in one of our dressing rooms, the boys' dressing room, and that's where all the noise was coming from. And who's in the middle of it, in between acts? Jose, with the boys. And there's this tremendous, I think this is what it is, there's this tremendous thread of humanity and humility which runs through.